talking with Garen McGarrion today. He's a Canadian artist and he's based in Toronto. So welcome, Garen.
Hello.
Hey. Now, you've recently come out with your full-length CD, so that's very exciting, Health Crisis.
Yes, that
good,
is correct.
Good. For those of in our audience that missed the other interview, would you like to give us a little bit of information about how you got started in music, Garen?
Sure, yeah. I started playing violin. That would have been my first instrument. My parents put me in there for private lessons starting at around age 5.
Okay.
And then I played that for a while through high school, and at some point, one day I just picked up the guitar and just decided to play that instead, and I almost virtually stopped playing violin and just picked up the guitar within a short span of time. But it's quite kind of interesting because on this album I end up actually playing and recording violin on it, so it's kind of nice to go back to the roots of where I started. And then along the way, I picked up other instruments as well. My dad's a piano player, so I learned piano and various other world instruments. So that would be a bit of my background.
Yeah, you have quite a bit of knowledge about a lot of different instruments, especially some of the ones from around the world, and not too common ones.
Yeah. I think I mentioned it. I was mentioning the last time that whenever I travel, I try to pick up an instrument or two. The more obscure the instrument, the more I'm fascinated with the type of sound it makes. And then you get interested in the recording process, too, of where to put the microphone and where to record it, where the sounds are from and how it resonates. But of course, that comes in way after the fact of actually learning to play the instrument, which
okay.
can be tricky, but it's fun. I mean, I can't imagine mastering too many instruments because of the time and dedication that it takes, but it is nice to actually dedicate a big chunk of your time learning an instrument that is very foreign.
Okay, great. Well, you've traveled a lot, I can see, and that's really neat. So have you incorporated any new instruments into Health Crisis, your new debut CD?
Yeah, actually, I like I mentioned, I played violin on it, and I did play violin like from a long time ago, but I decided to put it on one of these tracks. And that particular song that I play violin on, I also have my dad playing accordion on I think he played, well, I mean, we had some accordion on the last one, but my dad, this is the first time I actually did a project with him, and of course he's been in the music, he's been doing music for years, so that was kind of nice, so that's different. We also have cello, tuba, trumpet. I don't play these instruments, but I had some friends that came along and helped out. So we incorporate quite a few instruments in here. And I do end up playing the Brazilian instruments that I love, like the berimbau, cavaquinho, and other instruments like that. So along with these instruments that I got my friends to play, so it's kind of nice.
It is nice. It is nice. And this is your first full-length CD, so that must have been quite exciting to get that printed and see it.
Yeah, for sure. It takes a lot of time to put it together, but it's a nice feeling when you have it in your hand. And it's nice to put out. I mean, when you put out a full album, you end up you end up putting more time and thought into different things, such as the artwork. And I had Wally Mirzwa, who also ended up, he also plays percussion on it, but he did an excellent job on the artwork. So it's actually really nice, pretty detailed, and it's a great reflection of what the music is. So the artwork itself is really nice. I think I like looking at the CD. He spent a lot
really
of time
nice.
On it. Yeah,
yeah,
I think his goal was to win a Juno. He's like, I got to win a Juno for the artwork. So
that's
he did
true.
A good job. But no, we're having fun. But it does look good. So I mean, I normally wouldn't do a full book. Lyrics and everything like that on an EP, but we went all out, so it's really nice.
It is nice, and it's really nice that the lyrics are there too.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So.
And you did this mostly by yourself because you're an independent musician.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, great. So the CD and everything was recorded in Canada, I guess. So you have a full MAPL here.
Yes, we do. It was I recorded it in my own studio.
Okay.
For the most part, actually almost all of it. I went to Norm Barker at Studio 92, and he's great. He of course won a Juno with the Irish Descendants, and he worked with him last time, so he's great to work with. I mixed it there, and then I mastered it with Andy, and he is he's another great guy in the industry. He's up there, so it's kind of nice to work with these guys, and he ended up mastering it. So it's kind of nice. Last time we ended up just mastering it and in the studio where we mixed it. So to have a third person kind of come in and listen to it, it makes a huge difference.
Oh, it does.
So it adds to the sound sonically.
Right. And how would you say that this full-length album is different from the EP you put out a few years ago, Odd Ones?
I think that this one is would probably be a little bit more complete.
Mm-hmm.
When you listen to it, I think with the Odd Ones, like the name suggests, it was just songs that I had written over a span of about 9 years, and I just put together. So this is a bit more cohesive. Like the theme, the mood overall comes together a little bit closer, and so I would probably say that as far as the mood of the music goes.
Okay.
I would say that it's probably, I mean, from people who've heard it, I guess their opinion, they feel that it's a little bit more mature and complete, I guess. I don't know how else to describe it, but yeah, so maybe it's a little bit mature sounding. It does have a few extra instruments in there, and although the Odd Ones EP was somewhat more on the acoustic side, this still stays pretty acoustic, but it does have some heaviness to it, I guess, if you will.
Okay, how did you come up with the name Health Crisis?
The term Health Crisis, basically, where I work for an insurance company, which is quite interesting. There is a product called Health Crisis. This the idea has always been in my head, just because it's just the thought of health crisis. It does have nothing to, it doesn't have anything to do with insurance whatsoever, but health crisis, it's a bold statement that encompasses that not only physical health but mental health. So overall, I just felt that it was an appropriate title for this for the mood of the album. So if you open up the CD, I mean, you'll notice there's a big heart on it, so it's a bit of an emotional sort of, I guess on that level. So yeah, so it's a bit of nostalgia in there as well. So I know, but the actual title, yeah, the idea of Health Crisis did come from an insurance product, which is pretty funny.
Okay, so that is funny, but it certainly grabs the attention.
Yeah, it is. It just comes up straight at you. Just Health Crisis is pretty bold and just straightforward, and I guess it kind of makes you think. But and I guess maybe if you as you go through the CD and listen to the songs, it may make a little bit more sense. So
Okay, so is there any particular song on the album that you're more attached to?
Of course, they all have different meanings. I don't know if there's one particular one that I Make Up Your Mind. Possibly the last one.
Okay.
It we've got some cello on that, banjo, and again, it's kind of a melancholy feel to it, but it's the final, it's the last song, and it just kind of leaves you hanging a little bit, so that's kind of nice. Carioca is one that I personally enjoy playing it, and I think for me that's a very personal one, because it's just a personal experience from like South America and Brazil, so it's I kind of like that. But again, they all have something. I could probably go on hours on for each song, but yeah, I do enjoy playing them, and playing them live, and as well, I still like I don't listen to it every day necessarily, but I've heard it enough that I got attached to each one.
Okay, and you wrote all the songs too. Good.
Yes.
Now, have you done a lot of live performances this summer? Or?
Yeah, we went across Canada, which was my first time going across Canada on a tour. We started off from, of course, Toronto, but we kind of went right through up to Thunder Bay and then right across to Vancouver and back.
Okay.
So that was nice, and again, it was a very great experience. It was just awesome just to be on the road and to play these songs and play different venues, whether it be bars, clubs, bookstores, etc. So we have played that. I haven't played in Toronto in almost a year, and I was just thinking about that. I've been playing outside of Toronto. I've been so busy in London, Ancaster, Hamilton, Burlington, just all these other towns outside of Toronto that I actually haven't even had a chance to play in Toronto yet, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Do you find the audience is quite different throughout Canada, or do you find them pretty much the same?
I think that there are definitely some differences.
Mm-hmm.
They're all unique.
Mm-hmm.
I find, like for example, I played quite a few gigs in bookstores, and bookstore is a great way to assess because it generally has the same clientele
mm-hmm.
throughout the country. But I did notice there were subtle differences between some towns, and it was nice. Like, I mean, we ended up playing in Regina and Saskatoon and Winnipeg, Calgary, and a few other smaller towns in between, so it's nice.
Okay, that is nice. Now, you've been influenced by a lot of different artists and different bands. What is the major genre of your music? Could you come up with any particular genre?
I've been asked this before as well, and it's kind of difficult. I don't know. It's not difficult because I don't want to be compared at all. It's
mm-hmm.
I think it's just difficult because of the diversity. I mean, I think there are some tracks, some songs on this that are very much acoustic songwriting style.
Mm-hmm.
You could say, I don't know, I guess you could say anything from like Paul Simon, Ron Sexsmith, Ryan Adams, John Mayer, anything like that where it's songwriting style. And then there are some that are very different, like world sounding, where Goran Bregovic, he's a Yugoslavian musician who does a lot of different world sounds. So I don't know, it's quite diverse. So, and then there's some that are rocking, like, I don't know, Arcade Fire, if you will, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know, it's quite different, but I don't really know what genre of music, but for the most part I would say it's an acoustic rock pop with a bit of world. That's
okay.
How I guess I would say.
Okay, great. It's certainly unique, and I think it's a genre, it's a type of music that's really catching on too. You know, the world music in with the other types of music, I think that's getting to be really catching right now.
Mm-hmm, for sure, yeah, it is. I think it's just trying to get out there and try to explore and find other things that are just new and different.
Okay. Good. Now, if somebody wants to purchase your CD, they can get it at quite a few bookstores and different music stores across Canada, and probably from your website too, Garen?
Yeah, this time actually we've gone all out. You can purchase it at the website, the
mm-hmm.
myspace.com/GarenMusic.
Mm-hmm.
You can purchase it on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
You can purchase it on Real Music Player, I think it is.
Okay.
If you go on that. As well as an electronic catalog all across Canada, or about 350 stores or so, something like that. But the website is the best bet. You can just go on that and click on it. And as well as iTunes, I guess. That would be another
mm-hmm.
easy way of doing it. Or at a show.
Okay, that's great. Anything else you wanted to add about to yourself and your music, Aaron?
We're pretty excited to be playing these songs live, and we're going to be going out as a five-piece band. Actually, I should mention, we're going to be going as Garen and the Underwriters.
Okay.
Just so it's, I do my solo stuff, the acoustic stuff, but we're also going to be doing a band, five-piece, where we'll have Odell on bass, Wally on drums, we'll
mm-hmm.
have Mark on keyboard, and this other guy, these guys are friends, good friends of mine, on
mm-hmm.
Guitar, so we'll be a nice five-piece with a big sound. So we'll be playing around Toronto and area, and as well as I'll be doing my acoustic shows across Ontario.
Oh, that sounds great.
And maybe Quebec.
Yeah, that sounds
well,
great.
Well, hopefully, actually.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks very much, Garen, and I wish you all the luck with your new album.
Oh, thank you. Thanks a lot.
Okay, so...
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Next up, we're going to hear a tune by Garen off his new album, Health Crisis. We're going to hear track number 11, and that's called Make Up Your Mind.
Like I'm under those lemon lights again. I wonder how I'm feeling through this pain. believe when the water falls onto your skin. I've made my own walls already. I'm up and armed for you, my little child. Come to your senses, Burgundy. Open your mouth. How long have you been waiting for your second child? Under your spell, I fell again.
Okay.
All right.
Go.
Just take it from the
one,
top.
One, two.
No, you know where to come in.
Yeah.
Where?
I'm coming in after the first chorus, right?
Yeah. Right as soon as the first chorus ends, you come in.
First chorus, right there. All right. Baby.
Take it.
Do I just call you baby?
Okay. Okay. I think we're good.
I think that's perfect right now.